Now, Jesus spent most of his early ministry in the region of Galilee, and it was there that he did most of his preaching and performing most of his miracles. And yesterday, we heard how he was disappointed that the people there had rejected him. And he said, woe to those towns like Chorazin or Bethsaida. In today's gospel, Jesus praises the Father for hiding the truth from the wise and the learned, but have revealed it to the childlike. The wise and the learned that he's talking about were the Pharisees and the scribes. They are the ones that were always trying to trick Jesus, not for finding the truth, but for their glory. Their minds and souls were not open to what the Father was revealing through Christ. The Father was revealed to the childlike. What does this mean? Well, a child's mind is open to new ideas and trying new things to see if they work. They seem to ask 100 questions, but they're not questions trying to trick you. They just want to know. They have a hunger for learning. And they don't have what you call, say, prior opinions that they cling to. So they're not like the scribes and the Pharisees, where they think they know better or know more than you. So like a child, God is revealed to those whose minds are open to listening to what God has to say. Jesus goes on to say, it's through him as Son that the Father is revealed. So if we are to learn to know Jesus, we will learn to know the Father. And so as disciples of Christ, we need to pray and study God's word, and that is how we will learn to know Jesus and the Father. We need to have our minds and souls open to his message and person. But we're also called to share that love and knowledge of Christ with others. So we need to have the courage to stand up and not to be afraid to let others know that we're Christians through our words and actions.